Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond to people all over the world now, because of course we're being streamed live on www.kestradio.com. So just the other day we got a phone call from a woman who wanted to ask a question of our guest, and she was calling from Georgia. I said, well, is that Georgia the country near Russia, or is that Georgia the state in the United States? It was Georgia the state in the United States, but it could have been a state or a country near Russia. It could have been China. It could have been Peru. It could have been Mongolia. We are now heard around the world. What a wonderful victory, not only for me and for Seeing Beyond, but for all of us who know that spirituality and metaphysics are going to be the very tools that we need to get through these times of such profound change, and even some think crisis. Well, you are going to love this hour because I'm bringing back to the airwaves Lisa Barnett. She is what's known as an Akashic Record expert. Now, I know most of you Seeing Beyond listeners know about the Akashic Records, but Lisa will be explaining more about that. Importantly, she's going to be specifically talking about the Akashic Records and how they can help us with relationships. And during these times of such profound change, let's face it, relationships can be somewhat strained. They can either be the great foundation and the best help on the planet for us, or they can be strained and fall apart. So we're going to be talking with Lisa about how the Akashic Records can help us know more about our relationships and how to make the best of them. We are also, of course, going to be taking lots of your calls and inviting you to call in and ask your own questions about past life and relationships. Lisa Barnett, it's good to have you back here on the program. Last May, I let people know that you'd be on today, so I know you've got a vast audience, not only here in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I said now all over the world. Welcome to Seeing Beyond.
Thank you so much. It's really exciting to be back, and I'm thrilled to hear about people all over the world listening in. That's so exciting.
It is so exciting because this kind of information, while it is so readily available here in our listening area, I mean, we have places like East West Books where our listeners can go and actually be with some of the experts in this field and be with each other. They can go to the New Living Expo. They can listen to KEST Radio in the morning and hear Seeing Beyond and other people talking about personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. But there are lots of people in the Midwest in this country of ours, and people in other places like China, for example, that aren't going to get this information very readily. So this is a real victory for us.
It is wonderful. I actually had a client yesterday from Wyoming and realized that, yes, there are lots and lots of places in our beautiful, expansive country where there is, you know, really very little of this information. So it's great to be able to bring it over the airwaves and to do this work over the telephone.
That's right. And this is all about coming together and communicating so that when you put on your phone tree or your email list, that you can be heard worldwide. And people let their grandmother in North Dakota know, for example, it's going to make all of the difference. Well, you and I both don't just believe, but know. We both know in our cells, in our brains, in every part of us that we've been here before, and not just once, but many, many times. And that is recorded in what's called the Akashic Records. Let's just briefly explain what those are.
Okay, so the Akashic Records are the records, the recording of your soul's journey. So every lifetime you've experienced, every issue you've had, every feeling or thought you've actually had and felt is recorded in this Akashic field, this primordial source energy. It just holds the vibration of all your past lives, whether they were on this planet or on another plane or dimension. That is all in your soul's records. So if you looked at it as a huge library, it would be filled with thousands and thousands of books of each life, every place, everywhere, every thought, every experience. And so those lives really continue to play into this life. And what we notice is that very often if we can heal something from the past, we release that button in this present time, whatever it may be that we've come back to finish karmically or learn, complete, people we've come to be with. We can let a lot of that go by bringing that old energy from a past life really into present time and letting it kind of go and letting that karma be done. So it's very, very powerful. It's not just fun to know your past lives, but it can be profound healing.
Right, because we can find out the patterns that keep on holding us back. And conversely, we may have been born with an amazing talent. Like, I've got a nephew. You should hear him play the piano. Mm. He is just, I mean, from the time he was 4 years old, he was so much better than anyone else taking piano lessons. Well, I believe that he came in with a gift that he had in a past life. And so we can bring in some things we'd like to get rid of. We can bring in some things we'd like to keep and improve upon even. But we have to know our past lives. We have to know about the Akashic record. Of course, we're going to be going into more detail with that on a personal level when we invite our listeners to call in. But I want to get back to the Akashic records for just a second. You know, if you told this to somebody, say, two generations ago, like my grandmother, she'd look at you and go, yeah, right. I mean, she might even believe it at some very esoteric level. But now that we have something like, for example, a computer, we've got our Word documents on there. They're not on a piece of paper. Yeah, I mean, we can print them out and put them on a piece of paper. But they're magnetically stored in our computer. They are not on a piece of paper. So it's very much like that. And I don't think we've come to the technology yet that is going to totally explain how all of these eons of information can be stored in, I'll call it the ethers, I don't know what you would call it, but it's just fascinating to me that as we are increasing our knowledge of physics and quantum physics and computer science, this is becoming more, should I say, physically understandable.
Yes, it absolutely is. And I think it's interesting. Akasha is a primordial source energy, which would be something like that magnetic way or those kind of unexplainable. And yet here we have scientists like Dr. Irvin Laszlo who have written a book about science in the Akashic field. And he is attempting to look at this vibration through the quantum science and start to explain how this can work. And so it is fascinating that it's become much more prevalent even in that quantum world, in the scientific world, where this is being explained.
Yeah,
if you can understand the book. I read it once. I don't think I could tell you too much.
Well, I know, because let's face it, these scientists have their own language. But it's something having to do with the fact that energy can't ever be destroyed. So if you've ever done it, if you've ever thought it, if you've ever loved it, it's here forever. Boy, that gives us some real pause for what we're doing right in the moment, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I would kind of love to jump in because as I was drifting off to sleep last night, the masters of the Akashic Records, my masters who I communicate with, were giving me a message to share this morning, because tomorrow is actually a very important day. We've been going through some very profound times in the last few months.
No kidding.
And tomorrow being the lunar eclipse is kind of what they're showing me is really almost like a big metal door. And so the message that they were giving me to bring through for all of your wonderful listeners today was that we are at a point in time where it is very, very important for us to let go of all of the past, all of the things that do not serve us, all of the pieces that were, you know, all the old stories. We've been in a kind of a big doorway, I would say, a big threshold from in March from the equinox to the solstice last Monday has been a doorway of creating new, planting a huge garden of which we're, you know, creating a new life for ourselves, that which we want to do for, you know, the next 5 or 10 years. So there's been a lot of creating. There's been a lot of new things that have been coming to the world, a lot of things that have been planted now that we will be really reaping the rewards. And so what they're asking us to do with tomorrow's date, with this eclipse, is to let go of all those things that do not serve us anymore. So they've literally been saying to me, close those Akashic books that are ready to be closed and shelved forever. Put away those battles and those wars and those old stories, the hurt and the anger. Leave it behind you. Close this door because it's closing energetically and it is really allowing us to leap into this new world that is being created right here and right now. And so I would ask everyone to let go of old anger, hatred, pain, move into a place of love and forgiveness, and you will find that it is supported energetically so strongly that there will be really profound changes around that ability to forgive and to love and to start anew.
And, of course, in order to let go of things, we have to know what those things are. Some of them, of course, happened in early childhood or during our first marriage or when our baby was born, but a lot of them happened in a past life.
Right.
So our guest this hour, Lisa Barnett, who is an expert on the Akashic Records and on past lives, is offering an extra special discount for you to find out more about you, your past lives, and how they impact you. Today, and this is for only the first 5 of you who call, you're going to get a reading with her for $71. That's an hour consultation for the first 5 people who call today. That's a $40 discount, and here's their number, 415-492-0260, 415-492-0260. And in honor of this being such a gateway, such an important day, that is the 26th, Lisa is going to be helping to teach people to access their own personal Akashic records. She has a class this weekend, June 26th and 27th. That's a weekend workshop, which usually costs $250, but for the first 4 of you Seeing Beyond listeners who call today, she's discounting the class to $185. And where will this class be taught, Lisa?
I have a healing center here in San Rafael in Marin County, so not too far from most people, just over the bridge from San Francisco, 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, or about the same from Oakland, Berkeley. So really pretty convenient for most people.
Well, here's the number to call for those very special offerings, 415-492-0260, 415-492-0260. Well, we are going to be taking a short break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about the specific subject of today, and that is, what do the Akashic Records have to say about relationships, about soulmates, about love? That's next, right here on Seeing Beyond.
This 4th of July, the Food Max high-priced whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price-checking other stores to make sure Food Max always has the lowest prices guaranteed. So stop into your neighborhood Food Max today and save on all your 4th of July favorites. Fresh deliveries of mouth-watering watermelons, peaches, and corn are arriving daily. Hamburger patties and hot dogs are at the lowest possible prices. And if you're in the mood for grilling up steaks this 4th of July, look for specially marked varieties of Max Pack barbecue beef cuts with a $2 off coupon, courtesy of the California Beef Council, while supplies last.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen, and I know how much you Seeing Beyond listeners love contests. Well, Seeing Beyond and Food Max are going to be bringing a fantastic contest to you Wednesday, June 30th. That's right, six of you lucky Seeing Beyond listeners are each going to win a coupon worth $50 at Food Max. So be sure and be listening for our contest Wednesday, June 30th, and good luck.
Curious about your past lives? Hypnotherapist Paradiso will talk about their impact on us today on Wednesday night at East West Bookstore. On Thursday, join Cela Randazzo for fascinating insights into the power of crystals and rock medicine. Renowned channeler Hector Parra will talk about conversations with spirit on Friday, and then offer private readings on the weekend. And don't miss Sharon Lund on Saturday and Sunday. The subject is Dying to Live.
This 4th of July, the Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure Food Max always has the lowest prices, guaranteed. So stop into your neighborhood Food Max today and save on all your 4th of July favorites. Fresh deliveries of mouthwatering watermelon, peaches, and corn are arriving daily. Grilling favorites like hamburger patties and hot dogs are at the lowest possible prices. And be sure to look for specially marked packs of St. Louis-style pork ribs for a $2 off coupon courtesy of JBS, Swiss, and the National Pork Board while supplies last.
Our guest this hour, Lisa Barnett, is going to be talking about relationships this hour and how the information from the Akashic Records can be of use to you in your own relationships. Her phone number is 415-492-0260. That's in San Rafael and Marin, 415-492-0260. Find out more about Lisa at akashicknowing.com. And that's linked right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. So for all of our guests' information, just simply go to the calendar. It's right there on the homepage of the website. Go to today's date, and you'll find out all of the ways that you can connect with our guest, Lisa Barnett. We're going to, speaking of connections, be talking with you at about 8:30 this morning. So get ready to dial in at 415-543-8255 to ask your own relationship questions, especially as they are linked to your past lives. Curious? Call 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Okay, let's talk about, well, relationship is one of the hottest topics on Seeing Beyond. We all want to know about love. But what do the Akashic Records say about love? Well, let's start with soulmates. What do the Akashic Records have to say about soulmates?
Well, soulmates is always such an interesting kind of concept. And because the way the masters of the Akashic Records explain it to me, we are born in a basket. We come in with about maybe 300 to 500 different souls as a soul group, as a soul family. And so we tend to go through life with these souls in different configurations. And so there's a couple ways that we can look at a soul mate, and people often believe that that is a soul that has split in half. And this is true and possible and does happen. And interestingly, it sometimes is even bigger than that. So there are actually very large energies, what we may have considered, say, an Isis in the past, an Egyptian goddess Isis, who actually was a true being, who split into thousands of souls. And so there may be thousands of people who hold a vibration of Isis, and those people would find each other kind of as soulmates. So you can have a single person soul who at some point in history decides that there is so much information going on in that soul that it chooses to become two souls and go off on two new tracks, and they occasionally come back together to revisit, and interestingly, this can also show up in your life as a person of same sex. So one of my very best friends in this life is another woman who I really believe at one point she and I were one soul thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. And so we do very much the same things. My children look at her like another mother, even though they didn't meet her until they were 12. They look at this person and see me very much because we are soulmates, even though we are just good buddies. So sometimes we find a soulmate, but often our relationships are more evolving around our soul family. So the good news is we're not just looking for one person out there in the billions of humans on this planet. We have at least 300 to 500 other people we've been running around with for time immemorial.
So can our soulmate be somebody like our daughter, for example, or our cousin, or somebody in our own family?
Absolutely, they really can. More often, those are part of your soul family. And so we come together again and again in different configurations. So my daughter may have been my mother in a past life, or my husband was my brother. We were both boys in one life. And so even though in this life he's my husband and part of my soul family, I also know we've had many lives as siblings, as brothers and sisters, as brothers, as mother and son. And so we go through these lives meeting and re-meeting people. And so it can actually be very confusing to us sometimes when it comes to personal relationships.
Well, I was just going to say, very few of us would want to marry our brother. So what does it feel like to be married to a man who used to be your brother? How do you clear that?
So these are really kind of the bigger picture interesting things to look at. And where I find sometimes the Akashic Records are very, very helpful, because we can look at what is that karma, and why would I come back and say, marry my brother. What we do know or do see, at least in certain relationships, is that when we have a very close, supportive bond as siblings, that can repeat as a very close and supportive bond as spouses. So depending on what sort of relationship you had with that person or relationships in other past lives, kind of depends on how it plays out sometimes in this life. So sometimes we'll marry and we'll find that we have that very familial feeling about our spouse, and it does feel more like a brother or a sibling or a best friend instead of that real passionate, intimate love that maybe we were hoping for. And so it can be really helpful to look at the past life where you were a brother or a sibling or a parent, and release some of that old energy, bring that old karma to completion, take a look at what you may have come back to finish in this lifetime so that you can start afresh in this life and ask what maybe the parts are. What's my soul contract? What did you come to do together in this lifetime?
Yes, and I think that that could help you to clear the slate so you can bring the passion into that relationship and keep something else that I'm getting about that relationship, and that is that, boy, if this person has been your brother in a past life, I bet you anything he watches your back all the time. He makes sure that you're well taken care of, that you're protected.
That is absolutely true, and actually the reason, now in my personal life, it just so happens that my husband and I have been together. I can name at least a half a dozen different lifetimes in many different configurations. Sometimes spouses, sometimes literally mother-son, sometimes married, sometimes brothers, sometimes brother-sister. So we have a history of being very, very supportive, and yes, he definitely watches my back. And I have to say that it is, when we met, it was very clear. He asked me to marry him within 6 weeks because we knew each other.
And how long have you been married?
20 years in December.
Oh, congratulations, Lisa. Well, in this state of California, that's kind of like a near record, so congratulations. Well, what if I meet somebody and we have a past memory, either together or I have it, he may not have it, but I have it. What does that mean?
Well, I would start with the really that deep knowing that you found a member of your soul family. And that alone is really a great gift. And one of the things I'm noticing in this specific time in history, and really in the last year specifically, that soul families are searching each other out. And so you may start to find a lot of people, and interestingly, all over the country and even all over the world, people are showing up and finding us in all sorts of different ways because it's really time for our soul families to come back together. So for some people, if you you just have that real, oh my gosh, I know you kind of feeling, sometimes we make a mistake and believe that that is the love of our lives. And actually, we may have a soul contract instead to just be best friends or to work together to bring some healing to the planet or whatever it may be for you. So my suggestion is always to take it a little bit slow. It's very helpful to look into your Akashic records and look at your past lives, and especially to look at what your soul contracts are with this person. What did your two souls to decide they wanted to do together in this life? And those are things that we can find in the Akashic records, and that's one of the reasons I find it so helpful in so many ways in life.
You know, we can layer our relationships with passion and with romance, but really, basically, people, we're all here to learn. We're all here to grow. So if you're in a relationship, I think that's why it's come together. So, Lisa, we're going to be taking some phone calls when we come back. If people want to know more about their significant other, maybe about their son, maybe their best friend, and they can't figure out why they're so close, give us a call. Let our guest, Lisa Barnett, talk with you about that and give you some insights. After all, she is an Akashic Record expert, which means that she can tune into that big library of your past. And the number to do that is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. All we need is your first name, and I like to know where you're calling from, 415-543-8255. Lisa, you got a wonderful offering for the first five people who call you, and that is getting a very extra special discount, $71 for an hour consultation, which can be done in San Rafael in person or over the telephone to the first five Seeing Beyond listeners who call today. That's a $40 discount. What exactly happens when people get this longer session with you?
Well, what I do is I open their Akashic records specifically, which means that I can access and communicate with the masters and teachers that have held their Akashic information really for time immemorial. And so we can go very deep into this information, looking at specifics about relationships, specifics about soul contracts, soul's path, why did we come here, why were we born into the family we were born into, what did we come to do, to complete, the people that we've come to help and to support. So we really can do a lot of healing around that, bring a lot of old karma to completion. I like to help people to not only know about their past lives, but to release anything they're ready to release. So I like to do a lot of healing work for my clients when I work with them on a one-to-one basis.
So it's much more than a reading. And for you five lucky people who pick up the phone and call 415-492-0260, you're going to get a $40 discount. That's for the first five of you, so get right on it, 415-492-0260. And if you want to learn how to access your own personal Akashic records, well, Lisa Barnett has a class this very weekend in San Rafael. That's, of course, in Marin, just over the Golden Gate Bridge or the San Rafael Bridge. It's going to be this weekend, June 26th and 27th. Believe me, knowing about past lives has changed my life. Now learn how you can access your own Akashic records. And for the first four listeners who call today, This is discounting the class to $185. It's regularly $250. 415-492-0260. That's 415-492-0260. Find out more about Lisa and her work at AkashicKnowing.com. Okay, call us. Let's find out who you've been with before and why. 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you, you're seeing beyond.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest-growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
This 4th of July, the Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure Food Max always has the lowest prices, guaranteed. So stop into your neighborhood Food Max today and save on all your 4th of July favorites. Fresh deliveries of mouthwatering watermelon, peaches, and corn are arriving daily. Grilling favorites like hamburger patties and hot dogs are at the lowest possible prices. And be sure to look for specially marked packs of St. Louis-style pork ribs for a $2 off coupon courtesy of JBS, Swiss, and the National Pork Board while supplies last.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen, and I know how much you Seeing Beyond listeners love contests. Well, Seeing Beyond and Food Max are going to be bringing a fantastic contest to you Wednesday, June 30th. That's right, six of you lucky Seeing Beyond listeners are each going to win a coupon worth $50 at Food Max. So be sure and be listening for our contest Wednesday, June 30th, and good luck. Our guest this hour, Lisa Barnett, is an internationally known ARCI, certified teacher and consultant of the Akashic Records, founder of Akashic Knowing, and a clear channel of the masters of the Akashic Record. Lisa brings more than 15 years of spiritual counseling and energetic healing to her clients and students. And again, you can reach Lisa by picking up the phone and calling her, and the number is 415-492-0260. Okay, I'm ready to take a caller and kind of demonstrate how this works. How about you, Lisa? You ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right, great. This is Mary. Mary is calling in from San Francisco. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can
hear
you clear.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's your question about relationships and past lives?
It's actually about my soulmate. I'm not with anybody right now, but if she's able to tell me when I would be able to meet this person, and what is this person's, what would this person's current profession be?
Well, what I hear is that there are actually three different possible contracts that you have with different souls around. Two of them are in the Bay Area, and one of them appears to be in Southern California. So I don't, I'm not getting any specific jobs that they're in,
mm-hmm.
but the good news is that you've come in with quite a few different options that you've given yourself,
mm-hmm.
And the way I notice this showing up is that we make these contracts with different souls because we have so many different things we'd like to do and complete and see happen in our lives, and so we pick different souls to say, well, if we come together at this point, if I'm ready and you're ready and everything comes together. So nothing is ever written in stone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the great news.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that we love to come here and be human is that we have free will. And that's kind of the fun and exciting piece of the whole world. So there are three people out there. It feels like in this year, by the end of this year, a little bit more towards the fall, September, October, that you will be meeting at least one of them. So they feel like they're kind of spread out. So if you meet someone in September, October, take a really good look at them. But I get to take it slow and really, let's see, spend time coming together on a mental level, really focusing on how the two of you are seeing the world, how that's feeling, what your spiritual connections are. Really spend some time getting to know each other there. And if that feels like a perfect fit, yay. And if not, you can know that there's two more souls out there who are also waiting to meet up with you.
Now, would you be able to tell if the person is younger, my age, or older than me?
What I hear is that maybe a couple years younger, not a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, but just a couple years.
Sounds exciting. Mary, thanks for calling
Thank
in.
You
got something
so much.
To take. Yep, thank you very much. That means we've got a line available for you at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. You can call in about a relationship that you're currently in. You can call about a relationship that's not a romantic relationship, say with your son or your daughter or your neighbor or your best friend. Your spouse would also be somebody you might want to talk about. The number to talk with Lisa Barnett, 415-543-8255. Do our soul contracts with people end, Lisa, or are they usually for the entire lifetime?
Well, that's an excellent question, because what I'm noticing right now with a lot of my clients is that soul contracts are over. And again, that this whole lunar eclipse is really about bringing things to completion. So what I'm noticing is that we've come to finish things. We've come to bring a lot of our soul contracts, a lot of our old karma to completion so that we can go forward really living this heaven on earth that we have come to create. And so I know that all of the Seeing Beyond listeners, because it's such a spiritual group of people, such a group of light bearers, that you have all come to finish up the old stuff and move into this amazing heaven on earth. And so what the masters of the Akashic Records say is that don't feel bad if an old relationship comes to an end. Definitely check in with your heart and make sure that everything that was that you had come to do is complete, that you release this relationship with love and grace and kindness, that you work your forgiveness and make sure that there is no unfinished business. But it is okay, and it is really time for us to move on and create heaven on earth. And so a lot of these soul contracts, a lot of our even people we thought may have been soulmates, they are soul family. They are people who have come in to help us finish some old unfinished business or clean up some old karma. And so once we've done that, we get to say goodbye. I love you. It was great. Thank you so much. But I'm on to a new adventure. So we do get to move on.
I said something about relationships having to do with learning lessons and growth. But what about it, Lisa? Do we have some relationships just to learn a lesson? Are relationships always about going to school, so to speak?
No, I don't think so. I get very much that a lot of our relationships are about love and support. So very often people just show up to be love, to show us what that feels like, to remind us of that expanded feeling of
spirit of that oneness and of pure divine love. And so, thank heavens, we get to experience that in a lot of different people. And we certainly can notice that when we have small children, that just pure divine unconditional love that they are and that we feel with them. But there's a lot of adults that show up in our lives as good friends. Sometimes even they may show up in our work field where we get the perfect boss or the perfect assistant or someone else who may be working in our office or with us who is really just there to be support.
And let's not forget the fun factor sometimes in a relationship to have fun and have a pal.
That's right.
And I'm working on more fun, so that sounds good to me. Well, Lisa, you have this workshop coming up right this very weekend and a special offering for Seeing Beyond listeners. They're going to be getting a $250 two-day workshop, June 26th and 27th in San Rafael for just $185. That's regularly $250. And, of course, it needs to be the first four listeners who call you today. Talk a little bit about what's going to be happening at that workshop. Entice them.
Okay, well, I'll tell you that I think I only have two spaces left in that in the workshop for this weekend, so please call me immediately if you're interested in learning to access your own personal Akashic records, although I will extend that to the first four people. I will teach another workshop July 31st and August 1st, so if you can't do this coming weekend, know that there is another one coming up at the end of July. I was told to kind of bridge July, August, so that's my summer workshop, and I will teach people a sacred prayer, which works as a vibrational key that allows you to access your Akashic records with great ease and grace. And so some of us have used guides in the past to take us there sometimes, or we've gotten there through a guided meditation or a deep trance. But I teach a very, very simple process, which is the sacred prayer. And along with that, in the workshop during the weekend, I also will teach you some healing techniques, some tools to release some old karma, to help to move people out of your space, out of your energy field, so you can be more clearly and purely the unique individual that you came to be. We'll do a lot of practicing in the Akashic field so you get really solid and secure in the fact that you are accessing your own personal Akashic records.
Well, I love that, and you can find out more by calling 415-492-0260. Call that number and register. Call that number and find out more about the workshops, 415-492-0260. Let's see if we can squeeze Tom in before we need to take our next break. Tom, San Francisco. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I was wondering if you see any blocks for my higher consciousness.
You know, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing.
He wants to know if you're seeing any blocks for his higher consciousness.
Well, what I would say, what I'm noticing is you seem to have just a little bit of a kind of a gray cloud hanging over your head, and it doesn't feel like anything very solid, but I'm getting that you let a lot of people into your space, and so some of your friends would like your information, and what they do is they get into your energy field, and they're kind of trying to get into your head, into your mind, and so that is actually kind of muddying your clear channel to divine. So that crown chakra channel that goes from the top of your head up into the divine is a little muddied, actually, by other people. And so there's some very simple techniques you can do. I do teach a sacred prayer, which is a very simple way to move people out of your energy field. But literally by grounding yourself and bringing in gold cosmic light from above, asking divine source to fill you up with your highest and best gold light, that can help to flush out your energy system So filling yourself up with gold light and expanding it out in a very meditative state as you ground yourself will help to move some of those people out of your space.
Tom, you've been a long-time listener of Seeing Beyond. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for calling in. Well, we've got Tom's line available at 415-543-8255. Ask your own question about relationship. It could be like Tom's, relationship about yourself or relationship about someone else. And Lisa Barnett, our expert on the Akashic Records on past lives, will help you to see beyond. Our number, 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond.
This 4th of July, the Food Max high-priced whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure Food Max always has the lowest prices guaranteed. So stop into your neighborhood Food Max today and save on all your 4th of July favorites. Fresh deliveries of mouthwatering watermelons, peaches, and corn are arriving daily. Hamburger patties and hot dogs are at the lowest possible prices. And if you're in the mood for grilling up steaks this 4th of July, look for specially marked varieties of Max Pack barbecue beef cuts with a $2 off coupon, courtesy of the California Beef Council, while supplies last.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen, and I know how much you Seeing Beyond listeners love contests. Well, Seeing Beyond and Food Max are going to be bringing a fantastic contest to you Wednesday, June 30th. That's right, six of you lucky Seeing Beyond listeners are each going to win a coupon worth $50 at Food Max. So be sure and be listening for our contest Wednesday, June 30th, and good luck.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Our guest this hour, Lisa Barnett, specializes in working with clients, people just like you, to help them get on their soul's path, working with soul contracts, karma, and vows. Lisa incorporates information from the Akashic Records to help people break through blocks, pain, and fear to create the life and their heart's desire and soul's desire, the life they want. Her number in San Rafael, 415-492-0260. She's offering an extra special discount today, $71, for an hour consultation to the first five of you Seeing Beyond listeners who call today only. That's a $40 discount. Her number, 415-492-0260, 415-492-0260. Back to the phone lines. This is Denise in San Francisco. What would you like to talk about, Denise?
Well, I would like to know what she sees in the, I guess, the pattern of my romantic relationships, and if anyone that's currently in my life is someone worth kind of moving forward with, or maybe is it time to close some of that door that she was talking about.
Any patterns that you see for her, first of all, Lisa?
Well, what I'm hearing is savior. So what I get is that quite a few of your patterns are about helping and saving others. And what I'm also hearing is that it's really time to recognize that, to notice that. It's wonderful, big-hearted soul. It's very profound to be of service. But I am also hearing that it really is time to close the Savior door and to work on being in perfect alignment for yourself so that that soulmate or that member of your soul family that you have those contracts with can show up and can be an equal partner. So it's time to really find that person that doesn't need saving, that doesn't really need a lot of help, but that can be your equal because you're ready for an equal.
Okay. And that person isn't in my life yet?
Not yet. So it's really about you completing the old pattern. You close that door. Write those letters. This is one of the things I'm hearing. This is a fabulous time right now, today, tomorrow. Write letters to all of those people that have been a blessing, that have taught you lessons, that have been in your life, but you're really ready to let go of. And tomorrow night is an amazing day to do some simple ceremony, to light those letters up under the sky, to have a little fire or, you know, throw them in the fireplace, light them with a candle in your backyard. Be safe, obviously. But tomorrow is a great time for closure. So go out under that moon and let these things go so that you can move with ease and love and happiness, joy and fun and grace into the new millennia, or, well, into this new world that we're creating.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Thanks for calling in. And you've got the energy for it, a lunar eclipse and a full moon tomorrow,
yes.
June 26th. Thank you so much for calling in, Denise. Well, you know, Denise just led right into the question that I was about to ask, and that's, what if a person wants to be in a relationship? I know that they're clear about that, but they just can't seem to, at least up to now, find the right person. What's happening there?
Well, a lot of what is happening is that we're not in the alignment. We're not in our own perfect soul's alignment. And so one of the things that's very helpful for us to just start to acknowledge is going within our heart, doing our own personal work, listening to our soul guidance, to our intuitive guidance. Absolutely call me for a reading and a healing, but start to go within and ask, what can I do so that I am clearly on my soul's path, that I can connect to that person that is in my highest and best interest? So usually when we're desiring but not finding, it's often because the vibrations are out of sync. And sometimes it's because we're wanting someone to complete us. And really right now, we are the time in the world is to be complete so that you can find your equal. And that is what will make that perfect union. So two whole, complete, equal, happy, joyous souls coming together make for a long-lasting, lovely union. So if you're not finding that person but you're really wanting to, first step, go within, ask what you can do to bring yourself into clearer alignment.
And talk more about how tomorrow, June 26th, is such an auspicious day for doing just that or doing any inner work that we might feel is on our plate right now.
Right. So as we have these amazing kind of days with a full moon, lunar eclipse, following the solstice, which was a huge day of power and ceremony and transformation, we've been going through this big 3-month process of transformation. And so I know that so many of the listeners have felt it. It's showed up in so many different ways where sometimes it shows up as turmoil, but it's just showing up one last time to be complete. So the good news is if you've had some kind of not such fun issues or things showing up in your life and you're like, wow, I thought I was done with that, well, you can know that you're done with it now. If you've really completed it and you've sent it off. And so one of the great things that tomorrow is for is really closing and locking that big metal door. And one of the ways we can do that is by creating a little ceremony. And it doesn't have to be a huge thing. But like I said, we can write letters to ourselves, to people in our past, even people that we still know but we're ready to be done with. And so writing letters and burning them is an amazing way to send out, you're really dissipating that energy, you're releasing that into the ethers, and what happens when we release that energy, it gets to be reborn as something new. So it's really beneficial. When we end a relationship, sometimes we think about the sadness of, oh, that poor person, I just told them goodbye. But really, if you look at the positive side, what we're able to do is we're freeing up our own physical energy, and we're allowing them to free up their own physical and energetic, you know, field so that they can go on and start anew, be reborn, find the perfect person for them, just as you're looking for the perfect person for you.
So such it's good really, suggestions,
really
Lisa. I really appreciate
things.
That. I love having you here on the air with us. We have 1 minute. Please put out your special offering for a discount of $71 for an hour consultation.
Well, I would love to have people call so that I can really help you, especially with these, you know, big auspicious changes that are happening on the planet. Summer is all about reaping in the new, and so we want to be ready. So give me a call, $71 for an hour consultation, and we'll do lots of deep work and healing, clearing, releasing, bringing those old past lives into the present so that we can reclaim our old energy that may have been stuck in an old life. Just amazing work. It's very deep and profound. So I hope that you'll give me a call and join me in this glorious Akashic Record work.
Well, I know that you love this hour with Lisa Barnett, and she's going to be returning to the Sing Beyond airwaves, 8 to 9 a.m. on Wednesday, July 14th, when we'll again be talking about past lives, but with a different subject. Lisa is offering an extra special discount, as I said today, $71 for an hour consultation. Can be done in person in San Rafael or over the telephone. That's to the first 5 of you Seeing Beyond listeners who call today only. That's a $40 discount. Here's her number, 415-492-0260. I mean, aren't you curious? Don't you want to know what you've done here before? Don't you want to know where you're going? 415-492-0260. What an auspicious time for a reading. And speaking of auspicious times, the class where you can learn your own personal Akashic Records is coming up this weekend, June 26th and 27th, a weekend workshop which usually costs $250, but for the first 4 listeners who call today, Lisa's discounting class to $185. Here's that number again, 415-492-0260, 415-492-0260. Lisa, we'll look forward to seeing you here on Seeing Beyond, hearing you here on Seeing Beyond on the 14th of July, 8 to 9 a.m. Until then, have a wonderful lunar eclipse and a full moon and all kinds of openings. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.
Feel great.